Welcome to the Recovering Guardians podcast, where I'm just talking about my passion, my love, my wants, my needs. So what I said, I'm printing off the Shaxx. I'm printing off St. 14's helmet. Okay, I got flexible LEDs, as I said prior. I got a flexible LED, and that's going to be stuck on the inside of this piece. All right.
Right.
Like that.
Roger. Yep.
It looks like a worm at the moment, with a bit of black tape so it doesn't shoot you in the eye. That is flexible. So what it does, it shoots pink off in front of you. All right. Because I can't get purple, so he has to be pink. So that's going to be there. So the
whole. That's not lore accurate.
So the whole center is going to be pink, right? And then, like I said, with the visor, I'm going to polish this visor up so it's see-through as best as... I'm going to probably only polish this section up.
Yep.
So I can see through it, because there's no point in fucking polishing anything else up. And what I'm going to do is going to get a bit of lace and hold it behind it with lace. And then spray it gently with a bit of silver spray. So when you pull the lace off, you should have like a Spider-Man eye.
That is cool, man.
Grid pattern type thing.
That is cool.
I'm hoping. Or I might just buy that perforated Spider-Man eye and spray it. So when you just see it, you just see this like the certain Spider-Man eye. But then there's fucking more. So what I did, I put a hole in there.
Unrelated to the project, hole. You just made a hole.
Yeah. It's glorious.
So I'm going to chuck a hole through there. Bonk, bonk.
Yep.
Right. And that's
robots
it.
In disguise.
And that sits on like that, okay? All right. Mm-hmm. So the front part is going to run underneath, in through, and then run up there or down there, whatever it's going to run. A bit of wire, a bit of glue, up he goes. So that's the front part done. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to pop a hole through there.
Mm-hmm.
One of them, guys. So I'll pop a hole there, underneath there, and there's going to be a button under there. And this, whatever this is, battery, is going to sit perfectly like that. And then what this has, you're going to have a switch there, and then that is going to light up the LED in the crest, and then when the battery dies, you pull off the crest because it's going to be magnetized. You pull the battery out, you change the battery, you click everything back on, and away you fucking go.
That's amazing.
Everything you just described sounds like my absolute nightmare. if there was like a saw trap and he locked me in a room and he's like, make this helmet or die, like I'm done. I'm not going to bother attempting it.
Well, then I've got another plan. I have this guy. And he's a cute little fucking bunny rabbit.
Yep.
Okay? So I have these things called cascading lights. And they for some reason, they call them meteor lights. Mm-hmm. So in my rabbit up there, they have the lights that go... Whoop, whoop, whoop. But I put four... I put two each in them. So on the thing, there's a red one. There's a red bit there. All the rest is gold. Red bit at the front. So it's going to have a cascading light. Because you can pull it off and chuck it back on if you want to.
Wow.
Glue. But then it has one of them.
A retainer?
Which is, goes underneath there like that. And so what that does, in there, because I hollowed it out to everybody who's not there, I'm going to put another small... Where's it gone? I've lost it. It's gone. Another small rubber light in there. Yep. So it's going to have a rubber light in there, and it's going to have a cascading light at the top. Purple eye. Fucking USB.
I don't get it.
That's...
You don't get it?
No, I don't understand. You've explained these both on the same level of excitement. One's a fucking helmet that you can see through, and the other one's a ghost. Ghosts were really cool at the start, but now I've seen 50 of them, and then you show me the helmet. Like, you know what I mean?
I'm
not taking away from your work whatsoever, but one is very different to the ghost.
What do you mean?
It's so just... I'm very confused why you're hyped about this one. It just looks like a ghost that glows.
I'm just hyped because it's... Because it's...
Okay, that's cool.
Cool. Oh, wrong way. I better start the wrong way.
Like, you talk about this so casually. You just made a fucking like Saint 14 helmet replica.
So this is what I learned the other day. I learned how to work a breadboard, and that's what that is. So it's a circuit board that you can just plug shit in, like resistor, power, and all that sort of stuff. I also learned how to do a Raspberry Pi, because like this is just how I roll. And so
how do you make it smaller in that case to fit in the ghost? Can you do that?
Because I bought a small one.
But you're not plugging it into that board then, or?
No, I just run into a 3-volt thing.
Yeah. Oh, so what you're saying is like you can get the plug in and then it will like just turn on.
It'll glow, yeah.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's pretty cool.
Like see, bonk.
That is bonk, cool, man.
Bonk. And so that'll be running. That'll run through the little bottom parts. So you'll have the little bottom parts that light up with LEDs, and then you'll have this cascading light that runs up the fucking ears.
I love that. It's
fucking cool, Pancake. Enjoy the fucking coolness of this shit.
Well, I brought a Pokeball.
Oh,
you cool. Can't see it because there's a lot of green, but it's pretty.
That's cool. It's a little diorama. That's awesome that you bought it. But yeah, that's it. That's my plan. I've got one printing off now. I've got the other part of the helmet printing off down there. And I'm going to glue it all together. And then on the weekend, I'm going to...
Just polish it.
Polish him back, man. I'm used to polishing. Nice, I'm used to polishing. What's everybody been up to? What's everybody been up to, guys? How is Radelaide and how is Melbourne?
I'm in Adelaide. Yeah, I've been in Adelaide for... When did I fly in? Wednesday last week. Tuesday, Wednesday last week. It's good. It's good to catch up with everybody. Good to be back in Adelaide again. Caught up with... Alpha Wolfpaw and his partner Danny, caught up with a bunch of friends and family and stuff, and that's been nice. But I am genuinely looking forward to coming back to Brizzy already. Not lying.
Because you don't realize certain things happen until you disappear. Like
I love my space. Yeah.
Yeah, because I got asked a few times. Now this week has been crazy times. They've asked me a million times, have you ever gone back to Wales? Have you ever gone back to Wales? Do you want to go and live back in Wales? And I was like, no, I couldn't.
Yeah.
I couldn't think of anything worse in my fucking life of me going back to Wales. I love it. I love Wales and I love the time I spent there. But every time I go back, I feel inclined to hang around my parents because I haven't seen them for so fucking long. And I just want to go, this is boring. This is kills. This is shit.
They come to Australia, don't they too?
There's fucking nine of the little bastards turning up in Christmas.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
nine.
Where are you going? Where are you going to put them all?
Oh, they get their own fucking place.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'm not fucking.
So I'm just about to 3D print them a fucking bungalow in the backyard.
Just all out of fucking plastic, hot as
with
shit.
The funnel web spiders.
Yeah, hot as shit because it's summer. They just melted.
Says so with the same level of excitement. It's going to be like, oh yeah, I 3D printed the Marriott hotel in the backyard. But also, I met a ghost. Well, this one glows too.
So like, you don't understand. Like, the missus. Oh, fuck, how do I explain this? So when I first met the missus, okay, the missus knew I was a fitter. I worked in with my hands and stuff like that. And we had this. I think I've said this before. We had this fucking little cupboard above our stairs where we used to live. And this stairs went from like lower floor all the way to ceiling, like 15 foot, massive. And what they did, for some reason, they put this glass window from one of the bedrooms. Because what he had on the wall of the stairs, he had a little library. And the only way that he could get books was by opening these little louver windows and poking this little sticky thing out. And grabbing them and then bringing them back in the window. And that's how you put them in. And so you had to always have this freaking glass window in there. And the missus goes, I want to make that into a wardrobe. I was like, wow. And she goes, I'm going to go and get quotes. I'm going to get quotes for this wardrobe. I was like, that's going to cost you at least 20K. At least 20K. Fuck, and she was
really?
Like,
Jesus.
Yeah. And I was, and she was like, no, it's not. It's only going to cost like five. I was like, I tell you now, 20 on fucking K. And they came back at $25,000 without cupboards. So $25,000 just for the structural part of it. And I was like, and the missus was like, do you think you could do it? I was like, I'll give it a fucking go. Let me give it a go. I'll see. I'm not saying it's up to code, but I did it.
For how much? How much did it cost you guys?
It cost me $500.
That's fucking amazing, dude.
$500, and I, you know, the IKEA boxes that you can get, and they're like the boxes. I could fit 25 IKEA boxes in there.
Like just straight up?
No, just like that, all in the places that you can get them. And
probably the key takeaway is not up to code.
Yeah. It was the electrics. I did a dodgy thing with the electrics, but all the rest is quite sound.
Oh yeah, only the most important part.
But from then it's been downhill, because everything that I need to do in this house, it's been all right, you can do that. Because I wanted to put a 20-foot container. I wanted to put a 40-foot container on my back garden. So 40-foot container, $10,000. Bang. Crane to lift it.
That's only how much a container costs.
Yeah.
Bro, why am I looking for a rental? What the fuck? Just buy some land in a container and call it a fucking day.
Oh. Yep. Look. I mean, Google, whoever's out there, whoever's listening, I doubt there's anybody listening to this, but Google container homes. So what you do, you get two container homes like this, you get two containers like that, 40 footers, and then you put one on top like that, and you make an extended H. And then you have a stairs going up into the one, and the top part, cut in half, 20-foot bedroom, 20-foot bedroom, there's your bedrooms. And then you have everything kind of facing that way. And then one room, you have your living room and whatever it is, kitchen and all that sort of stuff in one container, and then you connect it into the next thing. So 10, 20, 40-foot container out the back garden, $7,000 for a crane to come in, lift it up over the top of my house, and put it in the back corner of my my land.
Fucking hell.
Mm. The problem is with a 20-foot container, with a 40-foot container, they're only 2.2 meters wide.
That's pretty narrow, okay.
Yeah, it's pretty narrow. So the missus goes, what can we do? I was like, I'll just make it bigger. And she goes, what do you mean? I was like, well, I'll just get steel from work and I'll cut it up and then I'll re-weld it and I'll put some walls in, I'll put a roof on it and cut some windows out and add some windows and a door.
See, I would have just spent more money. Well, for someone else to do that.
Well, and then she goes, and then I was like, it's fucking easy. It's not hard. I'll just bring the oxy from work and I'll just cut it up and do this, and then we'll just make it better. And she goes, can you do that? And I was like, yeah, it's easy. She goes, I was like, anybody can do it. Fucking other people can do it. It's not hard to fucking like cut a container up and make it, put 2 meters on a container. And she goes, no, other people can't do it. I was like, yeah, fucking Pancake will be able to do it, man. Pancake will fucking get in there and fucking do it. And that's the problem, is that's what I look for everything that I do in my life. So if I can make a ghost like that, anybody can make a ghost like this.
Anybody. You'd be the best Airtasker.
Anybody, yeah.
Or probably the worst.
Seriously.
Like, well, dodgy as fuck, but then like Airtasker did the stupidest shit and you'd figure it out.
So
seriously,
I learned most of my stuff off my old man, right? And my stepdad. My stepdad's a fully qualified engineer. My dad is nothing. He is absolutely fucking nothing. So I had one story where I used to work, when I left the army, I used to work on articulated trucks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And the problem with articulated trucks is it's 16 and a half foot from the floor to the top. People don't reach bridges. And they just slam into bridges. And what it does, it pushes the articulated, it breaks the spine of the truck and it kind of pushes everything like that. And so that's where you go. So one day, my boss, because I was working with my old man, he goes, do you think you and your old man could fix this? I was like, yeah, let's give it a fucking go. And he goes, all right, come in on a Sunday. Nobody's here. Nobody's going to see what you do to this truck. Just get it fixed. I was like, all right, let's do this. And no word of a lie, we had these 20-ton slings, like 20-ton things like this, ratchet strapping, and then I was at the other end just cutting big chunks out of the main upright. And so,
holy shit.
And so it could open up like this. And so I fucking opened it up like this. And then with a forklift, smashing the front of this truck to push it back straight. Danny, welded it up. Perfect. Back into place.
You're kidding me.
Yeah. So I learned from dodgy fucking people. But hey.
That's brilliant. That is brilliant.
My old man, my stepdad, decided to be an air tasker in the UK. First job he was on, cut one of his fingers off. Second job he was on, fell off a ladder, broke his leg. Broke his leg so severe that he's got a permanent limp now.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Love how me and Stormy are like, fuck, and then Seb's laughing his ass off. He's like, oh,
I'm gonna
walk again. I like all my fingers that I've got, so.
My old man, my stepdad's like this. He's like, God, like,
oh, shit.
But
did he get it back or is it gone?
No, it's fucking gone. He's got like, honest God, I think he's got three fingers on one hand and possibly three and a half to four on the other.
This is just the same man you were bragging about taught you everything you knew.
Yeah, he was good. Clumsy.
He'd be like,
but
fuck
good.
You. I have all my fingers.
But we used to work on this machine. Which is a big fucking mill. A big mill that crushed up stone and stuff like that. And it'd fuck up. But it had these big long pieces of bars in there, and they're heavy. They're like maybe 50 kilos each. So all you'd end up doing is just pouring one on your shoulder, walking up, giving it to him, and then that's what you do. And there's about 150 of these fucking things in there. And so my stepdad was inside this machine, and we had this big guy, massive guy, shoulders on him like this, short, massive backpacker. And he got one of these bars, and he threw it on my old man. And my old man went to catch it, but because my old man's smaller, just fell, and then he hit one of his fingers against the floor of the machine, and the piece of metal hit it, and it was literally like that.
Shit.
And he goes, I can see the bone. And what he did, this is the worst part. He's not crying, he's not screaming or anything. He's like this to this guy. He's like, you motherfucker. I was like, he goes, be fucking careful next time. Be fucking careful. And no one will lie, from the fucking end joint, it's coming out sideways like this. And I walk up and go, hey, you good? And he goes, yeah. Just pass me a bit of blue cloth. See, because you know that blue, like it's a paper cloth that you see all the garages in? Yeah. Like, yeah. Straps it up and doesn't look at it. For a week.
What?
He just doesn't look at it. He goes, yeah, he'll fucking sort himself out. It's either going to fall off or it's going to fucking fix itself. And no one will lie. That fucking thing is still fucking on. It is crooked as fuck, but it's still attached to his fucking hand.
Given what I do for a living, that makes me fucking hurt so hard inside, dude.
I've got another. So if you want to hear a worse story, I'll see what fucking Pancake was today, and I'll tell you another fucking worse story.
I played WoW this week. What
did you guys Kept my fingers.
Yeah, look, I got all my fingers. Yeah. So what games have people been playing? Obviously, Stormy, you haven't been playing much because obviously you're in Radalid.
Mm.
And you played WoW.
I've been playing on the PlayStation Remote Play.
Oh wow. Oh,
yeah.
Hooking that up to the iPad there or on the phone, wherever I've been, and just had the PlayStation working remotely. And to be perfectly honest, it's not as bad as I thought it would be. And it fucking works
fucking
well.
It's fucking terrible.
I've got pretty good internet at home, good connection where I've been. And for Destiny, there's a bit of a delay, but all the other sort of RPGs I've been playing, man, it's not bad.
I feel like single player games with that stuff is where it's at.
So much
like,
better.
Like XCloud and stuff, they're all like really pushing it, but like to play COD and shit, I'm like, no one's gonna do that.
No,
but, you know,
no way.
Give me Skyrim or fucking like any RPG. Baldur's Gate, yeah. Play that on XCloud. That's cool.
I'm hard back into Baldur's Gate now. I'm fucking. Me too.
I finished it since we've been gone, and then I started a new character, and then I got addicted to WoW, and it all went downhill.
Wow. Let's play together.
Look, from when did I leave the army? From 2003 to about 2007, maybe, I lost my life to WoW. I was there continuously playing WoW.
Well, I want to ask you questions, okay? This is like, you know, when you go on a school excursion and then they, like, you know, you go to this like venue, the place, and then there's the speaker and it's only like someone that's lived through the moment. I'm thinking more of like war memorial things, but this will work too. So Sebs, what was it like? You lived in a world without phones. I don't remember any of that shit. Like the internet was like a foreign thing. Yeah. So from my understanding, right, WoW addiction and the reason it went crazy was this whole fucking thing. Because my entire life growing up, it's like, WoW's fucked. It's like, you know, what's it called? They have like crack or something. World of Warcrack. Yeah. Like that was the thing, right? And it was like addictive as fuck. Yeah. But I've been reading into it because I'm like, I wonder like how bad is it? Because I'm playing it. I'm like, this seems pretty average. And the idea was like, the internet was a new thing.
Yeah.
It was just a good MMO to begin with. And it was like the only way you could contact and meet these people and stay like sort of ahead of the game with all like, not FOMO per se, but just, you know, like fear of, not like the Blizzard implemented FOMO, but like, you know, missing out on shit with your friends and your guild, was obviously log on and play and be part of this community. Mm. And because there wasn't phones, because Discord and TeamSpeak, all that sort of shit wasn't as big as it was, WoW was like a vessel to do these things.
Yeah.
Is that why it was so crazy?
Look, I think it was...
Or an element of it?
So they... I'm trying to remember what game came out before it. There was a game that came
EverQuest?
Oh, was it EverQuest? It was a Korean game. That's all I remember. It was a Korean game. And you could do certain things, and it was basic. Hardcore basic. And then my friends went over to WoW. And I remember dial-up. So we had to unplug the phone in the house, take the fucking modem upstairs, run the cable from the phone jack that we had upstairs into the TV, into the computer that I had specially built for World of Warcraft, that my mate wanted to be. I think I paid like £200 for this computer and stuff. And then you'd go there and then you'd see all these videos of these guys absolutely dominating in World of Warcraft, and then you'd... Me and my mate started playing, and then me and my other mate started to play, and then we had one of the largest clans at the time in Wales. And there was like 100 fucking people, and they'd all meet up. And the thing is, in Destiny, you've always got this team of six. There's always either a team of three to do dungeons. You can run around with a few people on worlds. You can't run around with a lot of people. And then you can run into a raid.
The community aspect of it was always capped.
Yeah. And they'd have these things. And I remember these things doing the Great Gnome Race. So if anybody wants to know what the Great Gnome Race is, gnomes start with the dwarves all the way at either the bottom or the top. I can't fucking remember.
It's like the middle now.
Yeah. So they changed everything. So I remember.
So I played Classic today as a dwarf, and I was like, this is fucking sick. I'm trying to figure out, like, from what I played. Then I hopped in on retail, was flying around, and I'm like, oh shit, I found the dwarf place. And it's like the exact same, which I know is stupid because it's like an ever evolving world, but I always just assumed Classic and like retail WoW were so different. And then also I was like, no, this is like identical.
Well, they did it. Yeah. Christ. I'm just trying to think now.
At some point, the world blew up.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of bad expansions, like a couple good ones. And everyone's like, the best days are behind it. But this latest expansion isn't great, but it isn't terrible. So it's sitting in that average.
Do you
like want WoW's had a couple lightfalls, you know?
Do you want some chocolate cake, Stormy? Skimmy, mummy.
I mean, I wouldn't say no to chocolate cake.
Yeah. Skimmy. Yes. Yes, your mum is making chocolate cake.
Oh, I was gonna say, is mum on chat? Big shout out there.
Skimmy's on chat. Yeah, and it was just this camaraderie because you'd be and see what it was. You'd have these raids, and then the raids would start like early. There's a there was one that you'd run to, and it was and it reminded me of Goonies. So you'd fight through this world, and then you go to the end, and there's a pirate ship at the end, and then you'd have this suit of armor, and then you'd have to do it so many times. And what WoW did well was, a full suit of armor was 5 items, I think it was. And they worked all together and gave you bonuses and made you look fucking cool.
Yeah.
And so you then continuously run in, get this suit of armor. And the percentage of this suit of armor was like 0.6% or something, fucking 0.6. So you
pretty
just...
low, yeah.
But the Cataclysm was when the world was sundered. They were at Cataclysm when they did World of Warcraft did sunsetting in such a way that nobody was upset. Because they had crazy power creep. Like crazy, crazy power creep that you couldn't fucking kill people. It was just fucking phenomenal. Sure. And so they blew the world up. And then they reduced the power creep. And then they went
fucking. Yeah, I'm trying to learn it now. So like one of the things I've done is I've gone through Legion, which was like the 2018 expansion. Yeah. Don't hate me if I'm wrong. But it was like the 2010s expansion. And it gave me this thing called like an artifact weapon, and I could like level up into the artifact of this weapon. And specifically the idea was instead of like getting a new weapon, I use these and level it up. Mm. Oh, this is pretty cool. And then I was reading more into it, and it's like that was so like broken and powerful. They've made 8 other systems since then with every expansion that's similar, but always outdoes the other one, but is never as good. And so now I'm like, I don't even know what I can like feasibly play that's accurate. But that's all the problems, you know, coming into like a new MMO knowing nothing about it. But I'm just sitting there doing like Legion stuff in 2024 going like, is there a point to this? I don't know, but I'm having fun.
Oh, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what fucking anybody is saying on the internet. Oh, it's the end of Blizzard. Blizzard's not going to do this, blah, 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 whatever the fuck it is. As long as you're having fucking fun, fuck everybody else. I don't fucking care. If I want to sit there and I want to play fucking marbles or tic-tac-toe or fucking whatever the fuck you want, and I'm enjoying it, fuck everybody. Who gives a
bro,
fuck?
When's the tic-tac-toe expansion?
Well, it's expanded into 3D tic-tac-toe. But they did shit so well. It's maybe because it was in my mind because it was the one of the first games that I kind of got lost in. But they did shit so well, like 6-man raids, and you had to have it. Weren't just you rolling up and having to deal damage. You had to deal damage in a certain way. There was no like, oh, if I get this. A bomb and it goes over there and then I can do damage and we can all do damage there. It's like so it goes vanilla, Burning Crusade, Wrath of the Lich King, Cataclysm, Mist of Draenor, where they introduced the Draenors, Legion, Battle of Azeroth, Shadowlands, and then Dragonflight.
So yeah, currently what I go for right in retail is it makes me do Battle of Azeroth, right? Campaign. I thought that was like the base game campaign, but it wasn't. Because it just sounds like, out of all of those, Battle of Azeroth sounds like the most cliche.
Generic, right?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, okay, this is the campaign. And I'm playing it, I'm like, this isn't really campaigning. It's not really setting anything up. I'm just doing stupid shit. And then I'm like looking into it. I made a new character because I was getting bored. I'm like, all right, I'll make a new character, just try the Alliance side, right? And I'm like, I was like a demon hunter and I could like fly, and there was like this big battle of demons and shit, and then I was like captured for 10,000 years and then broke out and I was like, now you have to stop this legion of shit, and I'm like, this is fucking sick. And then I found out that I was like, oh, that would just be my character intro, but no, it's just the Legion DLC. So I just started doing that and I was like, I'm having way more fun. Why is the game making me do the Battle of Azeroth? Funnily, so then I'm like, okay, Battle of Azeroth must be the most latest one, that makes sense, but it's not.
No.
So I'm like, why do I do this? And so, then I'm like just reading through stuff. Apparently, like all the original ones were like fucking fantastic. I'm like, why don't we start there? That's why I play classic, because I'm like, all right, just fuck it. I'm gonna go from the start.
So like,
and so far, classic, I've enjoyed all my heaps of my time. It fucking hates you, but it's fun. And I don't know what it is, but it just makes sense.
So what they like, even the money system in this game, even the money system, if you start normal, I remember you were happy when you got your first gold, but the first gold didn't happen for levels and levels and levels. You'd have you'd have coppers, then you'd have silver, and then your silver will build up, and then you have a gold. To buy a mount originally was 10 gold.
That was huge back then.
Yeah.
Inflation, bro. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Even Azeroth.
Yeah, all right. Noble 89 is a great YouTuber to watch for lore.
I think I did start watching a lore video,
but there's
I still had no idea what the fuck's going on.
If you want to read a book, if you want to read books and know the deep lore, there's good World of Warcraft actual books that it tells you about why the orcs hate the Draenors and all that sort of stuff.
What about the movie, guys? Let's watch that.
Yeah, don't.
I haven't watched it, but I've heard nothing but horrible things.
Oh, it's bad, so bad.
Yeah,
but they did things like, have you ever? they did things where were great. Six-man raids, fantastic, where you had to have a part. And I remember there was a part where, because I played a Night Elf Druid. So you could turn into a panther, you could turn into like a moon beast, which is like a big fat bear with antlers. And you can do some magic and just run around and beat fucking shit out of people and all that sort of good stuff. Oh, great stuff. But you had to tank the fucking main boss away so a hunter can feign death. So he runs off, so he hits the fucking boss and he runs off and then dies somewhere. It then turns around, and by that time you had to have killed this monstrous person, and then he comes in and you do all the damage and stuff. But have you ever tried to run a 25 man raid? It is fucking hell.
Do the comms get broken up, or is it everyone?
Everyone. Everyone.
That sounds fucked. I hit six people, does my head in.
Yeah. Everyone is in the same thing. You are buffing people up because everybody's got buffs. All right. Is everybody got food? Is everybody got water? Give me the heal. Got you. Blah, blah, blah. Let's do it in banks of five. All right. Let's kill this guy. Bang. That guy's got a million fucking health. Bang, bang, bang. Oh, there's another guy. We've kited another guy.
What I'm the most excited to do is just try a raid, because I've never done like a proper MMO raid.
It's hard.
So ESO, I love ESO. I think ESO is perfect, and it would be my MMO of like choice of this style. But I just got no one to play it with. That's simple. I just have no one to play ESO with at that higher level. Like, I am raid ready or ready to attempt it, and I got no one to do it with. The guild, I joined Jim's Mowing Guild because it had a funny name. And I was like, yeah, boys, let's do it. They're like, no, I'm not interested in doing this shit. Like, you're doing it with like the elite, the best of the best. Like, all right, whatever, fuck this. So I stopped playing it. WoW has been a different experience altogether, but retail is the same thing. And I think I'm going to have that problem, although there's a raid finder. So, story time. All right. So, I've been playing WoW since Tuesday. Okay. So I've done retail up until today. In my like two and a bit days of playing, I've hit level of 30, I think now. Which is like pretty quick, and I'm just doing the main campaign. I'm not really doing anything. It just gives you levels, it gives you money. I have a mount, I can fly. It's fucking perfect, right? Classic. I played all day today, and I'm level 9.
Yeah.
Oh,
but in saying that, classic, I had a much better and more enriching experience than I ever had in retail WoW. WoW is like a ghost town, but classic, right? It's still like everyone's buffing each other and trying to help do activities. Some guy came up to me, he's like, hey, do you need help with this? Can we do this cave together? And I grouped up with this guy. And then for the next like 2 or 3 hours, me and this other dwarf were vibing around the dwarf mountains, fucking shit up and doing quests. Yeah, and I'm like, that wouldn't happen in retail because it's so just easy and just quick and just bang, 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 just get to level 60 where you forget about the journey. Where classic so far, what I've really liked about this MMO is the getting there part.
I don't know what happens after the end of Classic, though. What happens after level 60 in Classic?
Well, nothing. The end.
Like, is it Classic as it before all the expansions?
It is. So there's Vanilla Classic, right, which is what I'm on. Yeah. There's Hardcore Classic, where you have one life.
Yeah.
Then there's also, like, they're just rebooting the game again. So now they're on the second expansion.
Wrath of the Lich King.
But they, like, create it as it comes out. So it's like, imagine if like Destiny 1 Vanilla came out 2 years ago, right? We're all playing that. And then they were like, oh, okay, Final Shape comes out this year. And then for Destiny 2 Vanilla, we're going to also make Destiny 2 The Taken King. And then it's just the game as it was during The Taken King plus Destiny 2 1 Vanilla.
Yeah.
And Vanilla will always stay consistent. But then 2 years from now, they'll be like, okay, it's Rise of Iron, Destiny 1. And then the final Witch Queen shape.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
Destiny 2. Like that's how I try and picture it, because my brain works in Destiny terms.
It's just the fact that, like you said though, but they had money in it. Like you would, like one guy that I knew had. So you get crafted, so you could be a blacksmith, a weaponsmith, a miner, a leather worker. A leather, like a tanner. You could be a fucking whatever person who fucking like takes flowers, picks flowers and stuff like that. And there's one guy that I played
Alchemist.
With. Oh, whatever it is, whatever it is.
Yeah, it's the flower picker.
Yeah. Well, it'll be a botanist, wouldn't it? Not an alchemist.
Well, it'll be a herbalist.
Botanist. Herbalist as well. Yeah, depends on what you're picking.
So this one guy, and I would always go, ooh, that's a good fucking thing. I want that. And then I'd beef that guy up until that. I get this thing. And then I go, cool. Oh, I want that. And I always change, swapped and changed. It'd be a pain in the ass. I shouldn't have done it. This guy was a leather worker and he stayed, sorry, he was a tanner and he stayed a tanner for the 4 or 5 years that I knew he was playing. And no word of a lie, he would go out on the day and run around, get his shit, tan it over the weekend, and then he would sell it for money in
the auction house.
In the auction house.
Yeah.
And he would make fucking bank. And he would sell this thing for about 500, this like this stack of 20, for about 500 gold a fucking stack. And then you just roll up there and you sell because you can undercut people. So in the auction house, which I find fucking great, is just say I've got this fucking roll of tape now. And this roll of tape is up there for 20 gold. And then I can make rolls of tape. So what I do is I put it in there for 19 gold.
And it's like New World.
Yeah. And I just sell it. And then fucking people are like, well, that's a gold fucking cheap on the 20 gold. And then sell it.
I'll take
and
that.
Then you just get this notification. You just get this notification where it's like, yes, you sold it. Yes, you sold it. Yes, you sold it. Go to the fucking post office. Get your money. Fucking grand.
That's one thing I keep like reading because I'm watching like guides and things and like trying to learn how to play. And they're very adamant about doing profession, doing all this. It's the one thing I don't want to do. I don't know what it is, but I've always hated it. Like, I don't really want to make gold. Because like, well, but then the same thing is like, I don't know what to spend the gold on. ESO, I felt a bit better about it because there was housing. Player housing is the end game of ESO.
Yeah.
It's like making your cool mansions, filling with decorations and building shit. Like, okay, I can live with that. That's a cool, fun little end game. But WoW, I'm like, well, I don't even know what, I guess mounts. But once I got one that flies, I at least don't really give a shit.
Look,
but that's because I'm 20 years too late to give a shit.
It's emblems. It's like the emblem thing where you'd have these fucking mounts and stuff. But you'd have to buy materials. So you'd be buying materials to do certain things. Like, I want to buy a set of armor. So you buy the materials and make yourself an armor. Because you have to realize the drop rate of these armors are so fucking low that these drop rates for these armors are so fucking low that you sometimes can never get them. And they've got this, they've got the system where you can either, so people were, would have this system in their own clans and stuff where you have to build up points to buy this, to be able to buy this armor. So every raid you went on, you got 5 points. And then when something dropped, you could turn around and goes, I'm going to give 15 points for this armor. And then one little cunt would go, I've actually got 16 points. I'm going to give 16. And then he would get it. Or there's this fucking roll system that you just press it. Or you could steal it. And then people would go fucking wild because you just stole this piece of armor without fucking telling somebody. But they'd kick you out of the clan and you'd be fucking destitute and stuff like that. It's fucking mental. Like, so
something I've also found, and the best part about WoW so far, like the thing that puts it above all the other MMOs I've played so far, is just the sense of scale.
It's
crazy. Like, everyone is on the same world, which is like not new now, super, but it's still fucking cool to see. The fact that I can like fly anywhere, and like, I kid you not, it's like anywhere. Like, the second I got my flying mount, I was like, I was go up. I could go up fucking super high. And I was like, oh, here's this cool mountain on the backdrop. And I went there and I could stand on it and there was shit there to do on the mountain in this random zone. And then it's like fast travel, right? Yeah, so it's like you teleport, you're just wherever the fuck. And I'm like, yeah, that's probably how it's going to go. It's a huge, massive map, right? And then it's like, no, you fly there. There's like animated set paths to fly there, like on griffins and boats and airships and shit. I'm like, this is cool. And it's like happening in real time. Like, I can look up and there's some guy flying, like some random player. Yeah. And there's like, it just feels so alive and so full. And then the stupidest thing I love, and it's so dumb, is the continent times. They take ages and they're like a feature. And what I mean by that is like, I have never, this zone I'm in currently, I have never seen it during the day because of my time zone. Because when I wake up in the morning, it's like 9 p.m. WoW time in this one zone I'm in. So, and then like I spend a day grinding and it's 1 a.m. in WoW time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I guess I'll just never see the day.
Yeah.
And well, I love that though, because it just, I don't know, it feels fucking real. It's so stupid, but it's just.
The Master Chef, we are talking about World of Warcraft, mate, of old World of Warcraft to new World of Warcraft. I played old school World of Warcraft, and then Pancake has just now gone into World of Warcraft. So
just in general.
So we're just checking out, we're just deciding what the Classic is the best. The Classic is the best.
See, after playing Classic today, comparatively, I had way more fun in Classic. But it hates you. Like, it takes ages. Oh, like, I'm going to finish Retail just so I can, like, do what I want, in a sense, like try raid, do whatever. But then I reckon going forward, I'll just play Classic.
Yeah, and I'm down. I'll download Classic. I'll download Classic and go back into it. I don't give a fuck. I think
I don't want to spend $130 on Dragonflight because then I'll feel really pressured to play it. But like $20, like 1 month, and I immediately pause my subscription because like I just will try it for a month and that's it.
Yeah,
I'm happy to try that. I'm that is a price I can pay.
Yeah, it's but like so, oh, fuck. What was I gonna say? The thing I love about it, like I beat Deathhead 40 man raids, pain in the ass, absolute fucking nightmare. But what you could do is the dwarf auction house, the original dwarf auction house. No word of a lie, there would be hundreds of people just sat there screaming at each other because you could shout at each other. And that was the way you could fucking talk to each other. And you would fucking shout, "Oi, yeah, I need a healer. I need a healer. I need a fighter." And then you'd be shouting, "You need a fighter? Yeah, I got you. I'm a fighter. Awesome." And then join the party. And that's how you can.
And ESO's how, like that.
Yeah.
Because there's like a designated zone you go to find people for raids.
And that,
I don't know. I'm assuming it was the same in WoW.
Yeah, it was the auction house. And then you just sit outside the auction house and you'd be like just shouting at each other. But what they used to do, so you have two factions. You have the Horde and you have the Alliance, okay? And they couldn't talk to each other. So anytime you had a mate who's on a Horde, you go, "Hey, mate, I'm going to fucking meet you here." Anytime he spoke, it would come out gibberish. So what people did...
Oh, really? That's so cool.
Yeah. That so cool. But what people did was they sat together and turned around and says, "All right, mate, Horde type dog." And then the guy in the Alliance would go, "All right, I've written that down." And then he could then talk to the Horde by typing because he learned the Horde language between the two fucking Alliances.
Yeah, that sounds like some nerd shit.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And I was like, that's fucking cool. I would never do it. I would just...
Did you... Stormy ever play like MMOs and shit?
Nah, most I ever played was StarCraft. That was literally it. But StarCraft 1, StarCraft 2, but not. I never got into World of Warcraft. Loved the Warcrafts beforehand, but never the World of Warcraft though. No, I think I was playing like Team Fortress and stuff like that.
Is Destiny like our longest thing? I feel like out of everything I've stuck with, it's that.
Yeah.
But I don't have a lot to experience.
Destiny's the longest thing because I've played it for 7 years, but very, very close behind.
Yeah.
Is World of Warcraft, And it's just...
What do you guys...
Go on.
Yeah, no, you go for it,
So, and like this, sorry, I was just going to go on ramble. Go on, go for it.
What do you reckon about the... we know Whisper's coming back now, speaking of Destiny, as well as 0 Hour. And there's a bunch of stuff coming back out.
Never fucking
new weapons
gone.
And stuff and stuff.
It should never have fucking gone.
Yeah. Agreed.
It should have fucking stayed there, man.
I am because so appreciative they did the live streams, but fuck, it did not need to be 3 of them. Like, oh my god.
Seriously.
I like I said, there's no disrespect to anyone that presented there and what they showed. Like, I thought it was great, right? I am bitching just for the volume of them. Alright? Like, my complaint is there didn't need to be 3 of them. You could have banged this out in one very easily, and I would have been happy.
Spot on. Being in Australia, too, and waking up 3 weeks at, what, 3 in the morning...
Yeah,
and I couldn't do it. I literally couldn't
after
do it.
After the second one, I'm like, I need to stop. And then I'm like, I've got the week off. I'll just watch the first one. I'm like, why? like, okay, Whisper, and she came back. Cool. I'm going to bed.
Yeah.
Let's as we talked about fucking World of Warcraft. World of Warcraft's got like a million fucking servers, and they are massive enough that they could have hundreds of fucking people on the same server. All right. Yes, you can't, once you're on that server, you can't transfer your character. I think you can only transfer your character once or some shit like that to a different server. Where the fuck is Destiny in this? You have 8 people, you can have 8 people in a fucking, in a world. Only 4 in your team.
You have 12 in a raid.
12, like.
That was good fun.
Yeah.
It has to be old gen. Like, I was thinking about this today as well, because I'm like, fuck, Destiny 1 needs a classic. Like as stupid as it is, Classic Plus, which is like what they're doing now in WoW, where it's like Season of Discovery, where it's adding new content to Classic.
Yeah.
I truly believe is the future of fucking MMOs these days. RuneScape's been doing it for ages, and our old school RuneScape is the like better, like, you know, more popular game than like new RuneScape. fucking WoW's looking like it's going down that direction. Destiny is like perfect for it in the sense of like, hey, you want to experience vanilla? And then say, yeah, after the final chapter, they're like, shit, they're like, oh, he is Taken King. And like, you know, he's the sandbox, he's the meta, he's the fucking Taken King, like, you know, Trials of Osiris, he's the Taken King, fucking whatever, Iron Banners. Like, that would be sick. People would fucking play that.
But it's, I don't understand. Like, we have Blizzard, which are most probably on fucking, on servers that are 30 fucking years old now.
Pretty close.
It has to be old gen. It, like, there is, it can't be anything else. Old gen. Yeah. I was thinking too with the zones, right? When I was, same deal when I'm talking about before, because WoW makes me really like think back to just my time playing Destiny. And I'm like, fuck, I can go anywhere. These zones are huge and I want to explore them. And Destiny, my favorite part of an expansion is exploring the new zone. And it sucks that I get that feeling leaves in a day if I'm lucky. Neomuna was gone like an hour. I was like, I fucking hate this. Yeah. I get it. But like, that was always been my most favorite part. It's what I loved about Destiny 2 launch.
Same.
Was like, he's four fucking planets you can go discover. And like, EDZ and this are huge.
Yeah.
I love that element of it. And it just has to be old gen, right? Like, there is no other thing holding it back at this
point.
But
look at this. It's not just World of Warcraft. Look at Baldur's Gate. Baldur's Gate now, I've been stuck for, I think about 4 or 5 hours in the Underdark. And I've gone over everything and I fucking love it. It's just massive. You go and do this, you go and do that, and you can just explore all the run, and there's little fucking bits, there's little bits of surprises and all that sort of stuff. I'm still finding shit now, but with Destiny it's, there's no, like, the places are so fucking small that you can drive around and you don't it doesn't feel excited after you drive around once. That's it. You're done. What would stop them just expanding the worlds are within? Don't, like, why bring, if you had somebody put a hand up and go, hey, we're gonna bring fucking two new planets to you, or we're gonna expand Earth. I'm not being funny. People will be like, oh, let's expand Earth in this one.
100%.
Let's bring
it, fucking... It depends what. They're like, oh, it's two of the same type of planets. Like, you know what I mean? Like, no, if Earth, they were just like, oh, we're adding a new zone. Who gives a fuck? But if it's like, oh, if we're adding old Chicago with new activities, new things, like, that's exciting.
Yeah,
unless, like, the thing with Destiny, and it's been like this for ages now, and everyone brings it up, is like the sense of discovery, the sense of mystery is gone. Because there's no new enemy factions. There's no new, like, the story, like, everything is formulaic to a T. Seasons, like your story, your gameplay, your progression, your monetization, it's all the fucking same. Yeah. Nothing has changed. Nothing has been overhauled dramatically to that degree. Your raids have stayed pretty consistent. Your fucking, like, strikes, you know, everything has stayed the same. So it's like, when shit like Whisper and Zero Hour comes out, of course people are like, oh, this is fucking cool. But like, that sort of led way to dungeons, you know what I mean? Dungeons were like one of the last innovations. Same with Gambit, you know what I mean? Like, it's all just the same shit now. So when I think back to these things, I'm like, just Destiny needs to make different, unique, like, things to discover.
Yeah.
It just hasn't been like that in a long time.
Yeah.
This is why I'm excited to, basically, for people who never played Whisper or Zero, is to take them through for the first time and see the excitement on their face, because between the three of us, we've probably run it over each of them over 100 times easily. So to take, say, Skimmy through and take New Light or New Guardians and stuff through and give them that first time feeling, I'm fucking keen for that. Yeah, but
that's
for people
cool.
like us, it's just going to be the same, I'm assuming.
Filthy confession. The filthiest confession, okay?
All right, stop now. You've never completed one of the fucking Whisper.
No, I'm a fucking nerd, bro. Of course I fucking finish that shit. I was going to say, I fucking hate Whisper. Like, I just, I think it's so shit.
Really?
I love Zero Hour. I think Zero Hour is fantastic. Yeah. I think Whisper is the exact opposite. I think Whisper is this boring as fuck, tedious jump puzzle. And then you get to the end of this really stupid bullshit Taken boss you've killed a bazillion times. And then it's just so random. And it's like, bang, he did a fucking Whisper of the Worm. Like,
well, you have to kill three of them and there's nowhere to hide. And it's fucking...
No, this is a place to hide.
The little caves and stuff. Yeah. But I wonder if they're going to change that first jumping puzzle though too, because it wasn't even a puzzle, but how, I think, poorly laid out it was there though too. But
the one where you come in and go down the side?
Yep. And they got the rocks... like that.
Yeah.
Like, that really annoyed me too. Like, I know you're getting stupid, but like, they made this cool as fuck room with these secrets. It's like, oh, just do a 180, go for a crack and you're done. And then, and then it's like the same thing. He's this huge open area with a Vex ball. Just go to the left, jump on a thing, you're through. And because it's timed, you're just sprinting through it anyway.
Yeah,
spot on.
Which make, like, it's cool. And it's just like, I don't know. the Black Spindle, you know, the quest I single-handedly discovered for the Destiny universe. I thought that was great. I thought that was really cool because it thematically fit. It was a new weapon you've never even fucking heard of, right? Like, well, I mean, you know, like it was exotic from the Black Spindle. Like, they've never done that before. It was the first of its kind for a secret quest. Yep. This being like another secret quest, I was like, yeah, it's cool. Like, I think the way you found it is cool. I just think the quest itself was like, eh.
I think I've got a worse confession than Pancake of a Zero Hour. So my confession on Zero Hour, when it first came out, you could go in your menu, come out of your menu, go in your menu, come out of your menu, go in your menu, and come out of your menu, like back and forth.
Yeah, and keep the timer at zero almost.
Yeah. And I sat...
Like, really?
Yeah. When it first came out, you could do that. And I sat there for 45 minutes doing this as the boys went through and did it all, got the boss down to like hardly any health, and they're like, all right, cool. Bang, come in. And I got the fucking finish with 10 minutes emblem.
Oh, you suck.
Yeah.
Like, they're just dungeons, right? Like, that's the thing. And I wish they just sort of treated them like dungeons. It's sort of different now because, like, here's the exotic rotator. But then it's just like the big appeal of this quest, right, coming in is like, now you can craft the weapon. But the crafting stuff is so minimal. It's so just like, oh, cool.
What's the point?
I can change the stock. Like,
and that's the thing. I'm not even doing it for the guns at all. I'm doing it for the nostalgia and getting new people through. But
how many times is that going to last you? So this is exactly my problem. Yeah. This is like me as a gamer. Yeah, like if you're lucky, right? Especially people that have played it before.
Yeah.
Like all three of us have played it, right? So outside of doing it one more time for shits and gigs, why would we ever run it again?
Ah, look, Trev, man. Trev. Fucking love Trev. Trev's awesome.
True, though.
Good old Trev.
Good old Trev. But like,
but what about Pantheon? What's the whole Pantheon thing? I don't understand.
That was the coolest part. They didn't talk about it, which makes me think it might not be as cool as they're hyping it up.
That's what I'm concerned about. And because I can't find much information about it.
Also, in saying that, I feel like to get six of them to do a raid-like activity on stream would probably be a pain in the ass. Like, because if someone fucks it up, you'll never hear the end of it. Like, if they're just shit and can't do it. Like, you can be the best in practice, but when you're live in front of 100,000 people doing it, like, there's pressure. You'll fuck it up.
Oh, come on. Like, give it a fucking
go. So maybe
that's
why they didn't do it. But...
So Pantheon is, if it's what I think it is, it's you can have a raid boss and you, what? What's...
It's just a boss rush. So it's like, do Riven, do fucking Oryx, like back to back to back. And like you're timed or there's a timer or there's points system or there's modifiers and it gets harder and harder and harder. So it starts just like, okay, do Crota. And then it ends with, okay, do Riven blindfolded sidearms only fucking, you know.
But that's what they tried to do. That's what they fucking brought out when whatever his name was, Kallus was there. They brought out you had to use this guns and stuff.
Oh, no, what I just said was bullshit.
No, I know that, but that's like that. I fucking love that. Eater of Worlds. Eater of Worlds with...
Yeah, the challenge, mastermind sort of.
That was... fucking cool.
I thought the concept was cool, but I get why it was shit. And they've done it anyway, at least for Nightfalls. Like, you can argue that a weapon lock doesn't exist, but then also they make it so like artifact perks only use a fucking scout rifle to do this one thing in a GM.
But what?
Like, it's the same thing.
What was good about it was like you have to have this. You have to think, and it gives you the ability to turn around. And goes, all right, I'm going. Like, I think the worst one was shotguns, grenade launchers.
Yeah, and then you're like, okay, what the fuck do I do?
Yeah, and your shotguns, grenade launchers, like something really stupid, like a pistol or something like that. And you're like, oh, fuck. And it was the worst. But then you had some really good ones like Sleeper, linear fusion rifles and stuff like that.
That would be fun,
Fantastic. Absolutely fucking great time.
I don't think the system could ever work again just because of how ability-based we are and shit. But I like the idea that like you could choose these things, like a contest mode... that like you could activate and then it let you add modifiers which will give you more loot and shit.
That's the seven of cards, isn't it? They've just brought it in differently.
Yeah, do you remember they had that as a thing, right? You could make your own modifiers and choose your difficulty of knife. Yeah. That was so cool. I don't know why they got rid of that.
Yeah.
I don't
know. Like, oh yeah, we don't do this anymore. But like that for raids is perfect because it's like if the people want to make contest mode their own fucking thing, right. They want to get better at loot, they want to do all this shit, let them do the fucking stupid shit. But, give them the choice. I don't see how that game breaks fucking anything.
But think about it. What like how easy would you to turn around and have in a raid, have the seven of cards like we used to, and then have the modifier, and then at the end of the seven of cards, have a total up of all the other modifiers, and at the bottom, it's the percentage chance of that fucking exotic dropping.
That would be cool until someone exploits it, like Cheese Forever finds a way to fucking like shoot a drag in a corner in the fucking EDZ, and then bang all your entire fire team.
This is true.
I like it though.
No, it'd be something like, oh, because your modifier never goes up above 25%. When they start thinking up. So if you're in Deep Zone Crypt, your modifier, they said, as the longer you play it, though, the more you play it, your modifier is only going to get up to 25%. It adds a percentage chance of you getting it. So then But if you put the seven of cards in and you could get your modifier up to almost 50%, no word of a lie, people would fucking do it. People are like, cool. I got a 50-50 chance of doing this. Yes, everything's harder. Everything's got shields. Everything's all fucking match point and all that sort of stuff. I have to have a pistol on. And people do it. Because one, it's fun. Two, I could get an exotic out of the fucking thing.
Yeah. Yep. That's the draw card there.
I don't know. It's got the worst part about it, and I love Destiny, and I think Destiny is good, and I think it's going to be around for a little bit longer. It's going to be around for longer than we expect. Whether it's going to die a beautiful death, being amazing and all that sort of stuff, or it's just going to be those hanger-oners that you go, just fucking die. You need just let go. I don't know, but this new live feeds and stuff that they just done has got people hyped. People are hyped again.
It's so nice to not, like, I went on Twitter and some things are like, oh, this thing looks cool. It's not like Bungie sucks, fucking hate everyone.
Dead game.
Let's go send some death threats to some devs. It was like wholesome for fucking 5 minutes and I was so excited. Especially after the fucking first live stream. My God. That was fucking just demoralizing as fuck.
I think that actually put me off of watching the second and third one. Not just the time frame, not just the time zone, but the fact that people were so fucking cunty. And I thought, you can't make people happy. You can't make some people happy. And it was
like,
just,
I was a little bit like disappointed because it was like horde mode. I'm like fire. I was like, oh, it wasn't that. But then also, it's free, so shut up. Like, if they were like, oh, I'm paying money for this, then I've got a right to criticize. If it's free, just don't fucking play it. You don't like it, done.
Yeah.
But it was also the fact that they didn't get their free emblem for watching for the hour because the stream didn't go for an hour. And it's like, guys, you've got to be shitting me.
They do emblems to motivate people to watch, and it's the most double-edged sword ever, because that's the reason I watched the third one. I was like, I already fucking half did it. May as well fucking, go get my emblem. But then again, I don't really give a shit. Like,
I'm never going to use it.
For the sake of having it.
Yeah.
And it just makes people so ravenous. They're just like, well, I need the emblem, Bungie, how dare you? I'm like, they've got to give you the emblem. Shut up. Like,
it's just fucking crazy. Just crazy fucking time. But it's... And I hope, and I'm just hoping, I'm just like, is Lightfall going to be fucking spectacular? Is it just going to blow my socks off and just reignite my love? Because I tell the truth, I haven't set foot back in Destiny. I keep up with the news, but I haven't set foot. And I'm purposely doing it because when Lightfall comes out, I've got this, fuck yeah, I'm back in this awesome Lightfall. Yep. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah, I did play Guardian Games. So before Final Shape comes out, I thought, I'm going to get this Exotic Skimmer, see if I can like cheat half the levels because you can just like rail slide the whole way across things. But I don't have much motivation to play it. Again, I'll jump in for those dungeons for however long they last. But then I'll probably see you guys in, is it June? It comes out in June? June 6th, something like that?
Day before my birthday.
Oh, hip hip hooray, pancakes. So
I can see myself working from home on the day of release.
Yeah.
I can feel a cough coming on.
Yeah. I'd like to end sort of full circle, right, with this, where it's like, okay, what you were saying before about WoW, where it was like, it was this social thing, it was this whole thing that I brought up earlier, right? Destiny, to me, my age and me growing up, that was my social thing, right?
Yeah.
Even though I had the internet, even though I had Discord, even though I had fucking Xbox, whatever, like, playing Destiny with my friends and experiencing those things together is what made the game. Like, it was more than a game to me.
Yeah,
and it's 100%. Like the memories I sort of hold on to. And it hasn't felt like that in a very long time. And that's why I feel like for everyone, it's hit this apathy point. Like, we're 10 years in, right? Like, it's going to wane on everyone. Mm. So I really hope that the final shape, regardless of how it may turn out, still gives me that. And to be wholesome as fuck, right? Like, I just left my current job. I'm going to a new job, and I've organized like my day one final shape, like raid day, with some work friends, like old work friends.
Oh, that
gonna,
is
like,
cool, man.
Meet back awesome. Up. We're going to fucking just wake up. They're happy for me to stream it. We're just going to play this campaign together. And nice.
I love that.
Like, these friends I made from work because of Destiny are just like, bang, let's do it. And it's like a really full, wholesome, full moment for
me. Well, me and Stormy are going to take a day off together, and we are going to fucking play it.
No, you guys can get fucked. Look at my own friends.
Book it in, Sims.
But what I did, let's just go back to what I loved about what I loved. Like, it's back into the wholesomeness of, like, this is your friendship. This is your friend. There was in World of Warcraft, and this will be the last thing, I think. In World of Warcraft, they did a big shout out. So a person died. In one of the clans, and they did a big shout out. And what happened was every...
Wait, was this the shout out? Is what you're talking about? Like the big one?
No, they did a big shout out, and they said, hey, can somebody just come here and we would like to do a vigil on this fucking spot. And no word of a lie, all Horde turned up, the whole of Alliance turned up, nobody fought, nobody thing, then they just held a vigil by where this person... Like, I think, and then Blizzard put a little gravestone on there.
Yeah, I think that's beautiful.
I'm putting, and so like that was my, like you said, that Destiny was your social, my social with all my fucking people, and some other stories that I'm going to. I think Patreon is gonna
Patreon only, baby.
I'm gonna have to do a Patreon for this one particular story.
Just super quick, that exact same scenario happened in World of Warcraft at some point too, because I've heard about it in my researching travels. But it wasn't wholesome, and like a guild went and infiltrated and then like mass murdered everyone there.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah. And look, I'm not saying it doesn't happen. Like there would always be people shouting and going, hey, we are gonna raid the Horde's main city. Do you want to come? And then hundreds of people just turned up and just got fucking murdered in the whole thing. Because if you fight in the main person, they like level 99 and you can't kill the little bastards. And they would fuck you right up.
For Leroy Jenkins.
Oh, Leroy Jenkins. But yes, but thank you. Thank you for listening, guys. We're going to start knocking this on the head. Thank you for coming out. Thank you for MasterChef for coming in. I'd be deaf and all that sort of fucking gazers. Has anybody got anything to plug?
Storm, you got anything?
Bit of wholesome is the vibe tonight. We've got some big stuff happening for Ghost. So PAX Melbourne, I know people have been purchasing their tickets already, but you guys will start seeing some information about Ghost 2024 at PAX soon. I'm looking forward to it, guys.
60% of the 3-day tickets have gone already.
Oh. Like, that's within a week, right?
Yeah, it's really fast. Like proper fast. I've got to plug Panaki. Well done, mate. Well done for leaving your first this job that kind of started you on the road to you are and to the like.
I can talk about it. It's not a secret.
No, fuck that. No, I don't know anything. But you obviously have got a fucking grand old fucking job, and it's gonna be fucking awesome. I can't fucking wait.
Yeah, a very cool experience ahead of me.
And then I made another podcast called Astralis, which is, I've got all the fucking streaming guys. We play in Astralis, and I had 11 people playing in the fucking game the other day.
11?
11, it was a thing. It was a thing. It was a conversation.
It was chaos.
It was fun. Just generally, if you want to listen to that, go to Astralis. On Spotify, give us a follow, listen. Yes, the third episode is fucked up. I don't know what's happened. I will go and fix that today, though. And that's it. That's all I got. Beautiful fucking people. Goodbye. Out.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye. Perfect. Good. That was short and sweet. I love that.
Thanks, boys.